When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Getting a blue beetle on your back? I don't know.
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I am your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are blue, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's his beetle to his blue. You could call me Ted Cruz. No? I don't want to be called Ted Cruz. What up, guys? Him and Mike. I was trying to rhyme at that end.
See, this is what happens when you try to rhyme. Oh, but wait, before we get into...
Wait, don't talk. I can't hear you. My headphones. Oh, no.
There you go. Look at you. You're a mess right now, man. But
I'm hotmess.com.
Sure. But before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Hi.
So today you had a topic, and we're going to discuss this because the DC cinematic universe is in a state of flux. It's in a weird position right now. I don't even know how to go about talking about the general state of DC movies, but Blue Beetle just came out. You've seen it. You have opinions, and I'm here to like facilitate because I'll just say this hot take right now. It is not worth seeing any DC movies going forward until they have an established direction, because none of it means anything.
So you're saying that you're not, you're saying there's no point to see DC movies?
No, at least in my, I don't know how they're going to leave it off with Blue Beetle, but like, why am I going to get invested in a movie that, because you would assume comic book movies, they lead to something else. There's always something bigger. There's always a bigger fish, as Qui-Gon Jinn once said from Star Wars, but
Misa don't know what fish is.
You would quote Jar Jar, but, you know, and I also get the original premise of a movie is you see the one movie, that's the whole story with wrapped up in a bow, and that's it. You only get one. But
Harry Potter, seven movies,
you know, there's a lot to it, but I just don't, like, I don't see the need to. Like, I don't want to get attached, especially this actor who did a phenomenal job in the movie, from what I've heard.
Killed it.
It's like, don't get me attached if you're just going to be like, all right, in like 5 years, he's going to be replaced. That person's going to be replaced. Nothing means anything.
Well, granted, nothing does mean anything. Life is a simulation. We're not even real. You're not real. I'm not real. But that's besides the point. This movie, ladies and gentlemen, probably the best telling coming of age story for a superhero movie. Probably the best origin story that we have seen in the last couple of years. Both DC and Marvel. I'm saying it. This movie had me laughing. This movie had a packed cinema. People came out and see this movie. Third of all, it's the first lead movie by a superhero. And fourth, it's a great movie. It's actually really fun. I actually enjoyed it more than the Flash movie. Granted, that's the Flash movie sucked. But like, this movie, at no point was I like, when is this movie getting wrapped up? This movie was really good, I gotta say. Without giving out spoilers and all that, I say give this movie a try because it has a post-credit scene, and it does lead to a sequel as well. A lot of things was hinted in the first movie for a sequel as well, too. It wasn't like the post-credit is hopefully there's going to be a sequel. The whole premise of the movie, there are hints of who's the original Blue Beater? I forget his name.
I have no clue.
Who? Hold on. Blue Beetle first. First person. Hold on. I'm looking this up. What's his name? What's his name, Kev?
Who are you talking about? The actor?
That's I got it. It's Ted Coward. They named Ted Coward a lot in this movie, and you like you don't see him, but you hear a lot. And the second, and then the post credit kind of teases that up, and I'm like, that's nice, that's really good. The movie though, the end credit, stupid. Don't wait, watch past the end credits. Up to you. It's so stupid. That doesn't contribute anything going on to the next. But this movie, it was a great movie. The actor was phenomenal. They have something here because everybody was enjoying it. Everybody, and it was like I said, it hit that demographic that a lot of DC and Marvel movies aren't hitting with the Hispanic demographic. And there are a lot of them at this movie watching. They're like, oh, we can relate to this movie. Just like how Black Panther was hitting the African demographic, this movie hit the Latino demographic.
Well, that's what I keep hearing. Like, there's aspects of it that, you know, with the family, staying mm-hmm. with their grandparents, like, there's a whole dynamic there that I don't want to say doesn't get, you know, light in comics, but, like, this highlights it very well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to talk more about the lead actor, Sholo Martinez.
Great actor.
I mean, obviously, we know him from Cobra Kai. We've covered that series very well here on the podcast. And, you know, if I had to pick somebody, a young, up-and-coming actor, it would be him to lead this kind of a movie. And clearly, they made the right choice. I hope, because James Gunn is doing something over there at DC. I don't know what it is, if it's good or bad. But, like, if there's going to be holdovers like they're doing with John Cena's Peacemaker, I think Margot Robbie is still being held mm-hmm. as Harley
Quinn.
And Jason Momoa's out as Aquaman, I think.
I think the lady from Suicide Squad, the black lady.
Amanda Waller.
She's still in, her actor is still in the movies as well.
She was in Shazam 2, I think, right?
No, I'm her crony.
She's like hologram.
No.
I thought she was a hologram at the end of that. Oh, but, whatever.
That was Shazam 1.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. Black Adam, I'm saying.
Yeah, she wasn't in Black Adam. Oh, yeah, she wasn't Black Adam. Yeah, yes, you're right. You see Shazam 2. My brain's on Shazam 2.
Yeah. See, you know, I haven't seen that. I got to watch that. But yeah, like, I hope he's one of the holdovers because he's a good actor and he's very good at what he does here.
He really apparently. Is. And going, I don't know the actor's name, but he plays Hawk in the Cobra Kai. I want Hawk to play as Nova. And the everyone knows Nova is like an asshole kind of character, and Hulk showed that he could be that asshole character, but also still be a good guy as well. So cast him as Nova. This movie
also real quick. It's Sholo Maraduena. I don't want to, you know, I messed up. My bad. But yeah. Just saying. Just putting it out there.
Kev doesn't want to get canceled saying somebody's name wrong.
It's my own culture.
You should say it right.
I should, but whatever.
This, you know, like people say, like origins movies are getting like played out. It's the same thing. It's really funny. They make so many, and it's like they act though. It's not all in English. There's some aspect with the family talks in Spanish, and it's like they don't even have subtitles. So it's like only people that know Spanish will understand. There were people laughing at it. And I'm like, he called me Bendejo. I know what that means. So it has to be funny. Like, aha, I may look brown, but I'm not that kind of brown. I know what that means, though. Bendejo. But it was so great. It's like everything you want. It's self-contained with teasing a little bit. They mentioned Superman. They mentioned Batman. His uncle calls Batman a fascist, which was actually made everyone chuckle in the movie theater, made me chuckle as well too. I was like, that's funny, Batman's a fascist. And no, it was a really good, the movie outdid The Flash, so you know it did something right. And this movie did no promotional things for the movies.
Yeah, they just dropped the trailers and like kind of let it speak for itself.
Yeah,
I think that's a problem, especially whenever, like, let's face it, Blue Beetle, you know the character more than me, a C-tier hero?
Here's my thing. You reminded me I was going to go into this. He is kind of like a C-tier hero because he's from a different comics that got associated with the Warner Brothers. And, like, he wasn't really promised, like, in the Young Justice, like, in the comics. He's not really, like, front and center, like, Green Lantern, like, Flash. He's, like, in the back. The Young Justice anime show did talk about his origins and did a whole season about him and all that. But it's like, I really didn't care about Blue Beetle that much. But this movie made me care about Blue Beetle. It made me be like, oh, I want to know more about him. I want to know what this next movie is going to be about now. And that's solely based, I have to say, the storytelling and the actor. The actor was just so charismatic. It felt like he loved being this character, and I feel like he took the role of being the first lead Latino actor being a superhero, and he took it up to the next level. He's like, I gotta make this role great. People are gonna be looking up to me, all these kids. I gotta speak out to them. And I'm somebody who isn't Latino, I feel like he did that.
It's that you can tell, especially whenever he was acting in Cobra Kai.
Yeah,
he takes the role, makes it his own, but also like is tried and true to what the source content is. And he's very eager whenever he talks, whenever he's in those interviews. He just, the way he talks about like what he does, it's passion.
Yeah.
And doing that here, capturing the demographic, like you said, that has been absent in superhero cinema for a very long time. It's good to see. And, you know, there was also little aspects of the movie I heard. They took up his combat style from the Injustice games. That's huge, too, because that is like the first, I'm going to just say, like, that is the first time I was introduced to Blue Beetle. And I was like, oh, like, this is a cool character. And, like, even in that game, you get little, like, bits of dialogue. You don't get the whole backstory. It's just like, hey, there's a superhero. He's part of DC, and now he's fighting everybody.
I'm gonna give you the basics of him. So the scarab that he has is alien tech. The evil company is trying to figure out how to use it, and the beetle only activates unless he chooses his host. He chooses Jaime Reyes as his host, and then it connects into him, becomes like an exoskeleton to an extent, layman's terms, and it, like, it has senses. It talks to Jaime in his head. No one else can hear. It's like Jarvis if Jarvis is in your head and only you can hear Jarvis rather than anyone else. And, you know, it would be like, it could sometimes take over if you need it, if you're getting your ass kicked. He was like, let me take over and all that. And it's like the only way you can get the beat to come out of you if the host dies. In the Young Justice thing, you don't know the Beatle's name. You don't know what it's called. You just say Beatle. Jaime automatically knows his name because he's like, I've been talking to the Beatle. Its name is, it's some ancient name. But it's like, to me, that was like, really? You just met the Beatle and you're now getting her names. Like, in the comics, it takes him a while to get used to the Beatle and to find out, all right, you're a part of me. We should start working together.
You're on a first name basis with the Beatle. But yeah, like, it's just like, it's those heroes. Like, people are saying, I was talking to my uncle about it the other day, and he's like, oh, he's like, there's this new Marvel or DC hero movie coming out. I don't even know who he is. It's like those things that maybe they should take a chance on if this is anything to go off of. The one knock I seen on the movie was this looks like it was supposed to be like a straight to HBO Max type of movie. I don't know. I mean, hey, if it's pulling numbers like it did and it's doing better than The Flash, like, was it really like meant to go to HBO Max like that?
Like, the one thing I hate, and I say this about a lot of those superhero movies, is like they kill off their villains.
Yeah.
And like, in the rule of comic books, it's like, unless you see the body, you assume that they're not dead. But it's like the majority of them is like, you know, they're dead. They haven't made another sequel. It's like, there's when they kill the actors, you don't see the body, you just see the explosion, and the villain is just human. You're like, oh, there's no way that human could survive that explosion. And it's like, can we have one movie where the villain, like Guardians of Galaxy 3, the villain of that, we know he's not dead. They said that he's under arrested, blah, blah, blah. It'd be cool to see him come back, like on a Disney Plus show or whatever. It's like, I don't want to keep seeing these villains die. I want them, like, because I grew up with the James Bond movies where one villain, you think he gets defeated and dead, and then two movies later, I'm back. You thought you could kill me, Mr. Bond? Like, I want that. Like, I want, oh shit, he's back from the first movie. I want that aspect of the in the superhero movies.
I mean, we both watched Arrow, and we've seen how nobody died on that show, and exactly what you said. Until you see the body, you just can't say never.
Yeah, and I like, see, but Arrow ran with 7 seasons, and it kind of played out. But like, if you bring him back for one movie and then kill him off there, that's fine. But it's like, yeah, don't just kill you off your villains off.
I can't watch him die again. I can't watch him die. I was already broken at Crisis, but you know. That's neither here nor there.
Well, they brought him back, and I told you he wasn't dead. You're like, oh no, he's not dead. I'm like, nah, he's a Spectre. I'm like, nah, he's dead. He's dead.
Can't bring up old trauma, but what we can do is end the Get Comfy Lowdown, because that about does it here for the Get Comfy Lowdown. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every single Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? It's been BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.